there has not been much written about two issues that I thought were important to include, and that's the role of women and the civil rights movement in the 1960s. So the series does, for the first time, I think, develop a narrative about the importance of women at the university and Buchtel College. Before that, it was Buchtel College women who led women's suffrage here in Akron and Summit County. And in 1969, Buchtel Hall was taken over by the Black United Students. It brought to the forefront the needs of African American students who had largely been ignored up to that point. It took almost 40 years for the Buchtel College at the University of Akron to have its first Black student graduate. So these were important issues in developing the series, mostly because they had not really been written about much before. The second thing I would tell you that I think you'll find of interest is that I didn't realize this when I started working on the research, but twice in the last century, once right after 1900 and once when Norman Auburn became president in 1950, was there a kind of a serious discussion about whether or not the University of Akron should merge with Kent State University. The University of Akron always had financial problems, and they looked at the possibility, at first with Kent Normal School, as it was called back in 1902, and then Norman Auburn even looked at it a second time to see if there was something there. And today, as we see so many colleges and public universities being challenged, one has to ask whether or not there aren't legislators in Columbus who look north and wonder why they're supporting four universities within 30 miles of each other. So I think that that's an issue for the future. The other issue, of course, is that in 1918, there was a pandemic. The university campus was shut down, just as it was this past spring in Akron. And today, the president, Gary Miller, is struggling with many of these same issues. How to operate the college during the pandemic and after, given the economic fallout from the pandemic as well. So one thing that is certain is change. The university and Buchtel College has always changed. It's going to change again. And we'll see what the next decade holds for the Zips.